It is your KORN News Radio Sports. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. As we take a look at Major League Baseball from Thursday, the Yankees and the White Sox, they would split a four-game series. Yankees won the first two games. White Sox won the last two in extra innings. It would be Tristan Peters drawing a bases-loaded walk yesterday in the 11th inning as the White Sox beat the Yankees 2-1 in 11. The first-place White Sox now two games ahead of Cleveland in the AL Central, three games ahead of the Twins. Meanwhile, the Yankees, they've lost two straight. They're now 3.5 games back of Tampa Bay in the AL East. Elsewhere yesterday, it was the second straight 10-inning game between the Cubs and Cardinals. This time, Chicago would beat St. Louis 4-2, thanks to Alex Bregman, who drove in the go-ahead run with a 10th-inning double. Dodgers catcher Dalton Rushing had a three-run home run last night as L.A. beat Seattle 6-2. The Boston Red Sox would get back-to-back home runs in the eighth inning on back-to-back pitches last night from Willier Abreu and Wilson Contreras as the Red Sox beat the Athletics 5-4. Cedric Mullins with a go-ahead home run in the eighth inning to give Tampa Bay a 3-2 win over Texas. Seven Tampa Bay pitchers yesterday combined to give up just two hits and two runs. The Atlanta Braves would overcome a three-run deficit to beat Washington 5-4. Atlanta would get home runs from Ronald Acuna Jr. and Mike Yastrzemski. Giants rookie Daniel Susak hit a two-run home run, had three RBIs, as the Giants beat San Diego 4-1. San Francisco lefty Robbie Ray, he's been discussed in trade talks. He allowed just one run over six innings. He's now won seven straight decisions. Meanwhile, the Padres saw their five-game winning streak come to an end. They're now two games back of the final National League wildcard spots. Also yesterday, Cincinnati would defeat Pittsburgh 3-2, thanks to L.A. De La Cruz, who scored on a fielder's choice in the ninth inning. And the Mets, Luis Robert Jr. had a two-run single in the eighth inning as the Mets beat the Miami Marlins 4-2. Coming up this weekend, the Seattle Mariners hosting the Minnesota Twins. Game one is tonight at 9:10. On Saturday, they'll play at 3:10 in the afternoon. That game will be on FS1. And then the Twins wrap up their three-game set with the Mariners Sunday, also a 3:10 first pitch. Your national baseball games this weekend, on Saturday, it'll be the Cubs hosting the Yankees. It'll be 6:15 on Fox. And for NBC Sunday Night Baseball, the Dodgers host the Red Sox at Sunday at 6:20. European nations agreed Thursday to boycott the World Cup and all other FIFA competitions to protest FIFA President Gianni Infantino's plan to sell stakes into soccer's biggest tournament to private equity investors. Also, the North American soccer body rejected his plan later yesterday. UEFA and its national association says they will not participate in upcoming FIFA competitions after an urgent online meeting of their 55 member nations. The next scheduled FIFA tournament is just a few weeks away in Europe. It's the Women's Under-20 World Cup, hosted by Poland, or goes through September 5th. Meanwhile, the four British federations who will comprise FIFA's only bidder to host the 2035 Women's World Cup. That decision due on November 23rd. The strategic meeting yesterday was called to counter FIFA President Infantino's offer of $20 million to each of FIFA's 211 global members that has to be accepted by mid-September. And that's Look At Your Sports for this Friday, July 31st. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.